Maureen Roberts has posted an interim loss, but despite the impact of lockdown restrictions, the group's order book has grown by 19%, largely driven by a pickup in the group's energy, resource and infrastructure platform. The engineering and mining contractors' revenue from continuing operations has in the meantime been maintained at close to 11 billion rand, with the company saying that its near orders holds promise for a significant turnaround by next year. Company CEO Henry Last joins us on the line now with more of the details. Henry, thanks so much for your time this evening. So to an extent, you've been vindicated by the establishment of your energy resources and infrastructure platform over this period. You're boasting a record quality order book. So right at the top, talk us through what that pipeline is looking like exactly.
I'd just like to make a comment about the results and just put it in context. The first 6 months of the current financial year experienced a prolonged COVID impact, and the 6 month period, corresponding period of the previous financial year, actually ended before the outbreak of the pandemic. So we're comparing a period where we had a prolonged impact in the current year to a period that did not experience any COVID impact. And if I can just quickly make a comment on your earnings before interest and tax. During these periods, in the first half of the previous year, financial year, it was 420 million. And in the second half, when we experienced the COVID impact, it dropped to a loss of 436. And for the first 6 months of the current financial year, it's back into a profit position of 117 million again. And we expect that to improve into the second half of the year. And some of these new projects which we have secured start to contribute towards revenue and earnings. The order book in the mining platform has been maintained at about 18 billion rands, and the growth, as you rightly stated, is predominantly in the energy resources, resources and infrastructure platform, which operates in Australia. And as you may know, there's quite a significant investment happening in Australia in infrastructure, and that also is running in parallel with the investment which is happening in the resources sector. So we have managed to secure quite a strong order book, and it's been coming for quite some time. We have for the past few years every reporting period reported a growth in order book, and I think it is a function of the plans that we have put in place shortly after the major LNG boom in Australia came to an end a couple of years back. So we see the benefit now in the energy resources and infrastructure platform.
Henry, having endured, though, you know, COVID restrictions over this period, what's it been like building capacity to effectively manage a structurally larger business?
Alicia, I think the impact that we had is actually twofold. First of all, on the operations themselves, every time that you have a scenario where people have to quarantine, it is disruptive, it is impacting your progress. And that was quite a challenging period for us, especially during the hard lockdown in the second half of the previous financial year. But the other impact on our business is the travel restrictions, where we were not able to mobilize specialist resources in time, to have them ready at the time that they were required on projects. So that applied here in South Africa, but also in some of the international operations where we couldn't due to travel restrictions, mobilizing time to achieve the necessary progress that was required. But fortunately, the COVID impact is starting to diminish. And we don't know what the future will hold, but we can see that the impact for the first 6 months of this year was nowhere close to what it was in the second half of the previous financial year. And we are really optimistic that the second half of the year will have a further or even a lighter touch of COVID, whilst we see some of these projects starting to come off the ground, and that's where we will see the improvement in revenue and in earnings for the second 6 months.
So much so, Henry, that you're talking about a return to profitability in your 2021 financial year. How much pressure do you see being exerted, though, by your power, industrial and water platform, which continues to experience a dire lack of opportunity? You know, with there being a lack of meaningful investment in the South African economy for the past few years, you've got some players optimistic about where the infrastructure development agenda is going to take a growth for companies like yourselves. Are you as optimistic?
Alicia, you know, the power industrial and water business, and that's a business which is only focused on South Africa, is really struggling at this stage. And it is only struggling because of the lack of opportunity. Since Medupi and Kusile have sort of come to an end and our construction work on those projects sort of concluded, there haven't been any material projects that started in the country that we could have mobilized resources onto. And in terms of the infrastructure spend, now that we've exited the construction sector in South Africa, we are predominantly specializing on the power sector and the water sector. And the water sector in South Africa hasn't seen investment for I don't know how many years. So we're holding on to capacity. We've got a very good service offering to the market, but if there's no investment, we cannot hold on to these resources forever. So we've been scaling back and reducing capacity over the past 2 years in this business, and we cannot at this stage really keep head above water because of the lack of opportunity. So we cannot wait for the promises the government is making about infrastructure spend.
Henry, have you had any success as far as engagement with government is concerned? Because, you know, Clough's work in Australia is, of course, related to gas processing, power generation as well. And one wonders whether there are any ideas from that end that you could be translating on home ground.
Well, I think the... I don't want to criticize what's happening in South Africa, but I think the translation from plans into concrete action is a little bit slower than what we see elsewhere. And I think that is a challenge. I think there's good intent, but there's a bit of a challenge to really get traction on the ground and to get the investments going. So the water sector, as you know, is predominantly a public sector work. There's not much investment in the private sector happening in water. It's predominantly public sector, and it is government driven. So government has committed to this infrastructure program. We just need to see them delivering on it.
Okay, well, Henry, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Henry Loss is CEO of Murray & Roberts.